You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Mark Waite, founder of Cycling CEO and Corporate Cycling Concierge. Mark is a West Point graduate, national champion cyclist, and successful business executive who helps business leaders create and promote healthy connections through cycling, in addition to using cycling to promoting a healthier workforce. Mark, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yes, sir. It is good to have you. So tell us, what is Cycling CEO?
Sure. So when I first conceived Cycling CEO earlier this year, the goal or the desire was to bring together a community of successful executives, all with the common theme being that they all had a passion or have a passion for cycling. And similar to in the business world, are you familiar with the concept of mastermind groups for businesses?
Yes, sure I am.
Okay. Napoleon Hill kind of brought that into mainstream through his Think and Grow Rich. And as I was reading his book earlier this year, it dawned on me that I could build something similar, but have it be the cycling be the common theme versus business. And I built the whole Cycling CEO initially as a membership community under the idea of it being my tagline for that community is cycling is the new golf, and mostly because executives used to network and do business and get develop relationships on the golf course. I was seeing more and more out on the bike, and a lot of executives bike riding, and the big reason for it being for a healthier lifestyle. And so I launched Cycling CEO with that idea in mind, is to bring those executives into this network who wanted to have a healthier lifestyle, who loved cycling, and they wanted that to be the common theme that brought everybody together, and then using cycling as that common theme, network with each other, develop relationships, and further business and social relationships. The Cycling CEO concept around focusing on a healthier lifestyle got me thinking about a month ago that there's a greater need within the corporate community to healthier lifestyles. And with executives being leaders at their companies, they have a passion for cycling, why not help them bring it into their companies and deliver a higher return on investment in their wellness programs? Because the metrics exist out there to show that there is a higher return for active or fitness-based programs versus predominantly the passive wellness programs that exist in the corporate world today. And so I launched that part of the Cycling CEO brand about a month ago is when I conceived it, and within about 2 weeks, I got a website up and launched, and initially launched it as this corporate cycling concierge part of the cycling, within the Cycling CEO brand.
Beautiful. So why do you say cycling is the new golf, and who conceived that idea?
Cycling CEO, being the new golf, or cycling being the new golf, I'm not sure who actually came up with it initially. A friend of mine who I was sharing emails with about what I was doing all of a sudden responded back and said, hey, that's cool. It's like cycling is the new golf. And it stuck. And again, if you look at why in the past, I came from the corporate world, and there was always this encouragement about, take the customer out, go golfing, build relationships, network with them. That's really what golfing has always been about. It's, getting together with a prospective customer or an existing customer, take them out on the golf course. You get to spend 5 or 6 hours with them golfing, having a good time. You get to develop a closer relationship, both business and personally. The only downside to it really is that it's not necessarily a healthy lifestyle. If you look at the people on the golf course, they spend time golfing. And what do they do while they're out there? They drink. They might smoke cigars. They get done. They go to the clubhouse. They have a few more drinks, and then they head on their way. And so that was been the nature of why you would golf. But as I said previously, the more and more as I've got out and going out on my bike and meeting other executives here in Southern California, as I've been out riding in groups and then talking to them on the phone and just doing my own networking, more and more I'm finding out is there's more of them that are cycling. And I've actually found out about a group in Boulder, Colorado, that goes out every Wednesday morning. And it's a group of local business leaders that go out on a bike ride. And they use that not only to go out and get a ride in for that day and get some exercise, but they also use it as a way to network with their peers in the Boulder community. So I'm not saying golfing is completely out as a networking forum. It's just that I see cycling having a lot more benefits to the executives as a way to network and build relationships on and off the bike, in and out of the office.
What is the percentage of CEOs who do cycle?
I don't know the exact percentage, Eric. What I can tell you is in doing some research on LinkedIn, and I had a friend of mine who helped me do this, you look at the demographics. I'm not saying LinkedIn is perfect, but it is the primary business networking forum like Facebook is for individuals. You go to LinkedIn and you can do a search, and you can search on just about anything and as long as someone has it in the profile. So if you look at the demographics of C-level of executives, there's approximately 1.8 million C-level profiles on LinkedIn. And within that 1.8 million, a little over 20,700 have cycling or bicycling in their profile. And that does not include, there's a number of them that also put triathlon in their profiles as well, and I haven't taken that into account. And then there's a number of them that I know that don't have cycling in their profile, and they're executives that I have found through some of my own, work and whatnot. So I don't know the exact number, but I would, there's a significant number that do, and I think it's also based on where you live. So in Southern California, it's great weather year-round to be outside. You'll see a lot more that ride their bikes here. My brother-in-law has a bike shop in suburban New York and northern New Jersey. He has a tremendous number of customers that are business executives that come in to buy from him as well. So I know that there's a large population out there. I don't know the exact percentage or the numbers.
Today we're joined by Mark Waite, founder of Cycling CEO and Corporate Cycling Concierge here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What is your long-term vision for Cycling CEO?
My long-term vision is for it to be a brand, Cycling CEO be the brand in providing services to businesses and their leaders around focusing on a healthy lifestyle and a cycling-based based activities. Part of that is going into companies, helping them implement cycling-based fitness programs as part of a corporate wellness initiative. Another part of this is going into the executive team and putting together programs specific for the executive teams. So if you think about a lot of the larger companies, they'll do off-site meetings quarterly or semi-annually. And when they do those off-site meetings, and I'm not saying every time, but quite often they'll do some sort of team-building exercise. And it could be, some sort of trust activities. It could be, I've heard people talk about mountain climbing and other things. And so why not, do a cycling-based activity if you've got executives that like to ride? And it's certainly a very good team-building exercise as well, and put together events where they can go compete against, you know, the teams can break up, a little competitive type of events and things of that nature, to help bring the executive team closer together, be more cohesive, and open up communication that sometimes in the office doesn't exist because you've got walls between the offices. The other part of this where I see it going is continuing to build out the membership side of it, and I see that that's a complement to the corporate cycling concierge business, and continuing to develop that network. And, you know, as a global network, bringing executives on and inviting them into membership to help further, you know, cycling and help them network and build their business relationships. And ultimately, being able to go into, as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, building out some sort of what I call mastermind groups around cycling so that, for example, we have a hub of executives or business leaders, let's say, in San Francisco, is once a month, like in a mastermind group, or once a quarter, we schedule an event or a get-together. I call it a soiree, maybe as you know, get all the members together. We plan on doing a group ride, then we'll do a breakfast, and we'll have, you know, someone come in to either talk about, you know, a business leader, thought leader, someone involved in a leader in the cycling community, someone to come in and then talk as well and, you know, present, you know, that would be of interest to the members. So it's really kind of looking to, as it grows, to expand it and provide more value to the community.
Well, how can companies benefit from your programs within Cycling CEO?
There's a lot of metrics that exist on the benefits of fitness programs, hard metrics, as I mentioned earlier, to the extent of the most recent number is about $5.81 return for every dollar invested in a fitness program. So where companies can benefit is from there's hard dollar benefits, and then there's kind of the non-quantifiable or intangible benefits. Some of the quantifiable benefits are reduced healthcare costs, reduced workers' comp claims, and again, these are all out there in research that's been done. Some of the non-intangible benefits that exist out there is obviously it promotes a healthier workforce. Reduces stress. Employees have shown to come back, be a lot more energetic on the job. There's a much higher level of what they call presenteeism. In other words, you know, being there at the job versus calling in sick or being absent from your job. There's also, from a team building perspective, it promotes more camaraderie across your workforce. Because as your employees get out and ride, you would expect that they'll want to go out and participate and ride together in groups. So now you start promoting a camaraderie, building closer social and business relationships out on the bike. And ultimately where I see this is as these companies build out their programs, a number of them, and you see this more and more, is they get back to the community. And they do so a lot of times through charitable causes. And living in Southern California, there is charitable events going on all the time. And there's a number of cycling events going on. These companies can get a team of 15 or 20 of their employees or whoever wants to participate and go in as a, quote, team, corporate team, in that event, wearing their corporate logo clothing and do that charitable event. So they're giving back to charitable causes while at the same time they're getting free marketing and promoting their corporate brand in the community because their employees are wearing logo clothing. So there's a lot of benefits that companies can get out of this, as it's a tangible and intangible benefits.
Well, tell me on a personal level, how long have you been cycling and what got you started?
I started cycling in 1984, in the fall of 84, while I was at West Point. I had been prior to that through high school and my first 2 years at the academy, I was a distance runner. And going to West Point, one thing is, for me, it's at 18, 19 years old, I was kind of a late bloomer in terms of my physical development. And my first 2 years at school, I started filling out my muscular build. And that combined with just the daily stress of being there and the fact that you spend all of your time running on pavement, my body had a hard time adjusting to it. I got 3 stress fractures in 2 years, and finally, after the third one, I realized I needed to find something else. And I have a competitive streak in me, and so I saw cycling as an option. And since I had never done it before, but I liked riding my bike, I figured I'd take up the challenge and see what it was all about. And turned out, actually did pretty well in a very short period of time. And to the point of when I graduated in 1986, I got put on the Army's World Class Athlete Program, stationed in Colorado and in Colorado Springs at Fort Carson, so that I could train at the Olympic Training Center with the U.S. national team. And, that provided, that opportunity just opened up a lot of doors for me in terms of my cycling career and the successes I've had on the bike.
Really been good to catch up with you. I love the aspect. I'm a cycler myself, and this is just absolutely phenomenal. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Cycling CEO online.
Sure. You can go to the main website is www.cyclingceo.com. And when you get there, there's actually, it's a landing page, and you can choose to go to the corporate cycling concierge business, or you can click on the other icon and go see more about the Cycling CEO membership site.
Very good. He is Mark Waite, founder of Cycling CEO and corporate cycling concierge. And once again, that website is cyclingceo.com. Mark, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and best of success to you and your company.
Thank you, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
It certainly has. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.